Welcome back to the Stag World Podcast. Of course, this is the Big Game Records series. We're dealing with the Greymouth, otherwise known as Lake Brunner and Lake Kanieri Liberations. Known as the Greymouth herd, I suppose. And we've got one example of, well, that represents the Greymouth herd. It's W. Temple G. Sutherland, and it was shot on the western slopes of Mount Howe, which is in the Crooked River catchment, back in 1936. So it's 9x9, it's 43 3x42 2, and 40 wide. So if you want something to represent a herd, that's a bloody good start. Holy heck. Span of 28 6. Beams of 6 2x6, coronets of 9 2x8 7, brow tines of 13 5x13 3, bays of 9 3x11, trays of 14 3x13 7, the royal tine is 11 12x13 4, back tine is 24 2x23 3, outer off the back tine of 9 2x9 2, inner off the back tine of 9 1x9 4, and first upper off the back tine of 9 4 6 6. And a second upper off the back tine of 4x4 3. See what we're getting at there. Holy heck. So a total score of 383 1/4. Wowie. Sutherland sneaked around the shores of the tarn, wading much of the way. When about halfway round, he noticed the roaring had ceased. Peeping around a convenient point on the shore, he realised the stag had set off for pastures new. He was next sighted running up a deep gully, making good his escape. Sizing up the situation very quickly, Sutherland noticed a spot high above him, from where he considered he might be able to cut the stag off. Out of the tarn, he raced and up the hill, his lungs nearly bursting. But making it with only seconds to spare, there was his quarry, making a quick exit from the scene. Sutherland realised his shot had to prove accurate, or else his trophy could very well plummet down the mountainside with disastrous results. With wheezing lungs and laboured breath, he fired to see his well-placed shot achieve a clean kill, the stag dropping on the spot. Fortunately for Sutherland, the stag's antlers had dug into the ground as the animal rolled, preventing his body from crashing down the face. Removing the great set and the cape was no mean feat in the circumstances, and once the head was severed from the body, the carcass crashed down the face into the chasm below. Wow, there might be one, but it's an absolute beauty of a head and a story. Goodness me, I hope you liked that one, so I really enjoyed that. Before we move on, make sure you've subscribed and you're sharing this with friends, especially stories like that, because up next we have arguably one of New Zealand's ultimate hunting herds, the Rakai herd. We are going to start off with, let me scroll through these pages. Goodness me, there's a bit to read about the Rakai herd, as you'd imagine. Here we go. Number one, H. A. Arthur. Potts River, Rangitata catchment, from 1932. So, yes, make sure you have subscribed. Make sure you've shared this out with your friends, because I'm sure there'll be plenty of you keen to dive into these magnificent trophies from one of New Zealand's finest herds. Catch you there. This is New Zealand Big Game Records Volume 6, The Red Deer, Part 2, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association, incorporated by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by the Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, 1140, New Zealand. Printed by Prolong Press Limited, China. Copyright 2011, D. Bruce Banwell, first published 2011. All rights reserved.